You do generally all start quieter and get louder throughout the proceedings.
That's fine.
I'm just going to stop that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have opinions and they must be heard.
Try and keep that up all the way through. Way to commit. Do you want to pick up from our like amazing discussion about light and object permanence?
Real life backface color?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's maybe not.
No, I don't think you could just pick up that conversation.
I know.
This is why we don't do this. This is why we make a natural intro so people don't go, yeah, we talked about things that were cool and people listening should enjoy them.
If only you'd heard it.
Yeah, if you were there.
Like, we should just not talk ever before we start recording. Like, we should... Like,
I'll just from now on, I'll walk in straight and just sit down here and not say anything. You guys won't even know I'm here. We'll just walk into the room and be like, oh shit, Alex is here, ready to podcast. Okay, yeah, yep. Okay.
I reckon that'd be so much worse, because it'd be real awkward when we start trying to talk. It's like, oh, it's time to talk now. Shit. Hey, guys.
You should... You could also just, like, do what Prinster did. Does did. I reckon his house is probably still there, so it kind of does.
Prince is forever.
Just like diamonds.
Yeah.
You should wire every room of the house for audio recording.
Oh, so as soon as you want to go, you're there.
Yeah, that's what Prince...
There's a mic.
That's what
everywhere.
Prince used to do. Like, he just... Every room in his house was wired. I thought
you were referring to just, like, produce millions of hours of things that the world doesn't ever see.
Also,
yeah, that's, so you could do that, too.
The only way you do that is by, like, miking every single room.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were just talking about getting super rich.
Yeah, like, and altering mansions beyond repair. Like, yeah. I've heard stories of him renting mansions and then re-plumbing the entire fountain system for champagne, and it destroyed everything beyond comparison. Like, it didn't work at all, and basically ripped out walls and put new ones in because they weren't good enough.
And it was a rental.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But he didn't care because
the next tenant.
People came in and just went, this is fucked. Here's the bill. He's like, okay.
Good job, Prince.
Yeah. But that's what he was like, apparently. So.
Oh, no, he was a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, certifiably crazy with too much money.
I'd like to be certifiably crazy with too much money.
I thought you were going to leave off too much money.
Yeah, without the too much money, it's probably not as fun a gig.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Well, you might be having a good time. Yourself. Everyone around you, though.
Yeah. That guy's certifiably crazy. He has money, though. Ooh.
Hey, you become eccentric at that point.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It switches to eccentric. Yeah. Oh,
I finally had my own, like, zoo and theme park.
Some kind of...
My house.
Abzu?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That was bad.
You gotta rework that. Take it away.
I'll leave.
Chop it around. Come back. See how it goes. How's it going, Alex?
Hi. Help me.
Help you?
Save me.
I can't. You're already in too deep.
Oh, God.
Do you know who can help you, though? D can help you.
What? Yeah?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I was just laughing because the cat knocked over Shane's notes.
Yeah, yes.
I'm noteless now.
That's right. You're
flying blind like everyone else.
Exactly.
Except me, motherfucker.
She's like,
digital.
This is improv.
So, yeah, Shane's back. Round two. Talia's still sick. So, we've got Shane back in the house.
Yes, hello again.
What did you do to Talia?
I am Talia, maybe. Oh.
Do you know Talia?
Sabotage.
No, I don't think so.
You probably run into her at one point.
Unless we're the same person.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah.
I have never seen you in the same room.
That's correct.
Yeah, neither have I.
Well, this is the same conversation we had last time with Batman. Batman is Talia. That's the conclusion we're coming to.
Yes.
Yep.
Wait, Talia, uncle?
Sounds about right.
Yes. I need to put my phone silent. So.
You need to keep posting this.
It's a message from someone
else. Hey, gone.
Take a tip from me. Just have no friends.
that explains a lot. Hey, welcome back.
Episode
84.
I'm here too.
Ash.
I said hi.
Yeah. Someone said his name.
Yeah.
I went with it.
It's I like reached over onto the fucking driver's side and was like, hang on, I got this while Ben plays this phone. Give me a sec.
Well, if people wouldn't message me, and the message was actually asking what we podcast about. So,
Is that what the message was?
Was
your response, like, just listen to it?
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Is it a delayed message from Shane going, like, what did I do? What did I say okay to?
How are we all?
I feel like shit.
Good.
I
Why?
I accidentally ate a whole roll of Oreos before coming here.
Accidentally? You tripped
and fell? Accidentally?
I have no self-control. That's how.
Yeah, and that's
and then I ate my dinner on top of that.
Great.
So now I want to like just lie on the ground and feel like shit.
I did the smart thing.
I just want to go full Napster Blue on that shit.
I ordered pizza to be delivered after the podcast finishes.
Yeah, good luck. Now you put us on a fucking timer.
It's great.
So we're going to run this show all night.
I'm
you guys
are
not eating or you're eating cold pizza.
Yes.
He's not as happy as you are.
What did I do?
Just cry. Yeah. That's pretty much the standard.
You're record. Attached to him, therefore.
I'm a
what's
target.
Good for the goose is good for the gander.
What do you call target. Me?
Goose.
Okay, that's right then. Geese, goose. Wait, goose is multiple.
No.
No, no, geese,
no
is multiple.
Geese is multiple.
I know that, yeah. And I said it wrong. It's great.
Yeah, good work, teacher.
Because I teach pluralization of animals.
Yeah.
That's my,
you should.
Yeah, that's the next topic coming up. Yep. Yeah, how's the week been? What are we doing? Shane, you can go first.
Well, I wasn't expecting to be on this thing 2 weeks in a row, so fortunately, last time I had quite a long list of games that I could talk about, so I've got a few backups there.
I like how you talk about your faults, but if you didn't actually say anything, no one would have to know.
Oh yeah, since last week I've played so many games.
Yep.
I would be playing No Man's Sky right now, probably, if I wasn't here.
Yep.
So
you're going the PS4 route? Because it's two days before PC No Man's Sky comes out.
In that case, I wouldn't be playing it right now.
We'd all be playing it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I did play some more Inside, but again, I haven't quite got to the end, so can't
so
talk
you can't
about
talk about that?
It.
Nope.
But
what was the last thing you did in Inside?
That's a good question.
Wait, do we need a spoiler?
So we know what you're up to.
The last thing I remember involved some pretty gross stuff with pigs.
Okay.
But I feel like I've played beyond that.
That is like
don't remember what it was.
5 minutes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't gone, oh, fuck, then you're ages away, so.
I've been playing it for like an hour or something, though.
Oh, it's not that long.
How long is this game?
Well, Ben,
not long.
Ben told
like
me it would take
hours.
3 hours. It took me more like 5 or 6.
Yeah. It was 3 hours with not finding any secrets whatsoever until I found, like, I didn't even know there were secrets into it. And Dee was, like, going...
Secrets. I kept finding them by accident.
Secrets and just wasting time finding secrets.
I know. I was trying to get it done in time for the podcast, and I just kept finding...
Secrets. And I'm like, I didn't even know there were secrets. Every single one. I think there should be an achievement for missing every secret.
I wasn't banking on secrets.
Yeah.
It's like a whole extra thing.
There's a few secrets.
So what other games?
If I can remember my list. Oh, I did have a crack at the new Doom a while ago. I know that's been out for a while now.
Yep.
Game's fucking great. And
great
got
game.
A 6 gig update.
What week?
Yeah.
Oh, this, all the
this week,
stuff?
Another one.
Some shit got patched. I haven't turned my PC on in a while. So yep. Some shit got patched into that game.
Okay, yeah. They patched in... you can now make hell levels in the snap map.
That's right.
And,
snap map. They added a new demon player for
a whole bunch of multiplayer stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nothing really single player based, I think.
No, not yet, but... We can hope.
Yeah, it will.
I'd love to see Doom 2.
There will be. There'll be stuff.
I'm pretty confident that, like, whatever... like, they announced that they were going to do a Quake in the same vein.
Quake Champions.
Yeah.
That's
really basically a MOBA or, like, more of a Overwatch.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's
it's a hero-based FPS.
There was actually a trailer for that this week.
Oh
really?
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, where you get this information from?
Basing this off the E3 stuff, which was...
That's how they announced it. It was character-based, and yeah, there was a trailer this week. They didn't actually show a lot of powers, but it looked like Quake-ass Quake. People were rocket jumping and like leading their shots, shooting the ground, not the person. And,
that's
like,
what I
them and just fucking...
was assuming was Twitch-based character with character-focused.
Just fast. Yeah, I think there might have been, like, they showed, like, one or two character powers in that trailer.
Yep.
And it wasn't substantial from what I could tell.
Mm. Yeah, I've got faith in them. I think they can do it justice. I'm not sure I want to play this game.
Especially after
but...
seeing this Doom, I reckon, like, they've
but
probably got this coming.
How weird is it that, is it Certain Affinity made the Doom multiplayer? And,
yep.
And Saber Interactive are making Quake.
But haven't they been taken off? I heard a rumor that the Doom multiplayer was being...
Oh, yeah. Certain Affinity lost the Doom multiplayer. They took that back in-house, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
But both those two studios worked on Halo.
Yeah.
At one point.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it could be good, could be bad.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, Saber Interactive made some really good Halo Reach maps. Certain Affinity made some really bad Halo 4 multiplayer.
There you go.
There you go.
Proof is in pudding.
Yeah.
In pudding.
Oh, I had pudding last week.
That's great.
Whole pack of Oreos. It's good pudding. What else?
Is it, Oh, what else? well, just sheer number of games. I don't know. My list is on the ground. I can't see it.
You can pick it up. No one can actually see you if you pick it up, you know.
Yeah.
We can fill time. Right. We're good at filling time.
You should have just done it while we were talking a minute ago.
All right, everyone, stop talking.
You know what's good for podcasts? Dead air.
Yeah.
Because it makes people think their phone has gone, died or something.
Yeah. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Like, someone say something quick. Break the fucking silence.
Okay. And again, another not super new
again?
Game.
Is that new?
Again, no. Most of these games, like I was saying last week, I get excited about a game, which means I play it about a year after it comes out.
Yep.
I did finally get around to playing Hyperlight Drifter, and yeah.
Who was playing that?
I'm trying to remember if that was the one I played, because I keep getting it confused with another game, but... Which one's Hyperlight Drifter again?
So it's... that's the top-down. It's down. Sort of like...
I'm pretty sure
like
you did
planometric,
exactly, yeah.
So like yeah, sort yeah. of halfway between top-down and isometric, and it's... people have described it as a bit like Zelda-esque, the way you roam around.
Yeah.
It looks bloody beautiful.
If it's the dude coughing up his lungs as you start the game and it's all synthy and bright and colourful.
The intro, it's got like a very... I don't know, it's got like, you know... Titan attacks, kind of like giant things.
Yeah, okay, sorry. For some reason, I'm confusing this with... there was a Metroidvania one in a similar style. Axiom Verge.
Yes, that's on my list as well. Yeah. I've played almost all of that game, and Hyperlight
Drifter
ass.
Is
you
fantastic.
Are like 2 years behind.
Yeah.
Or a year and a half behind.
That's how I live.
Hey guys, the cake is a lie.
All right. Well, I don't know. Have you like literally talked about all of these games like 2 years ago on this podcast?
Probably,
yeah,
probably,
dude. Yeah.
Whatever. Go on.
I remember Axiom Verge. Ash talked a lot about Axiom Verge,
well,
and I remember that
Axiom Verge.
I clocked. I want to say clocked, but I got a lot of stuff done in Hyperlight Drifter. So I got all 16 fragments.
I definitely haven't played that one that much, but Axiom Verge, I've like almost finished up on that one.
Sure.
10 thumbs up. That game is brilliant.
I hear nothing but good things about the game, and yet I've never seen a screenshot of it, so I don't
it
even
is
know.
It's like the most Metroid ass. It's like a Metroid ROM hack almost. Yep. Like it looks like Metroid.
It's a really good Vita game.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. If you want a reason to dust off your Vita.
Ooh. Apart from hacking it, yeah.
Yeah, apart from hacking it.
Yep.
You could probably play that game.
It's because I don't even know where my Vita is. It's probably to my left, but I can't even bother turning to look, so that's how much I care.
I can see it. It's
there you go.
You're good.
All right,
you even got the AR cards.
Great.
Bust out the AR cards. I don't even know what the fuck you use those on.
They're one of the demos that came with it when it launched. It's great.
So, okay, I've got a game here that I'm pretty sure it's not 2 years old, and it's probably just obscure enough that it hasn't been played or talked about.
We'll find out.
If you haven't played it, you've got to try a game called Roundabout. Does anyone?
Limo game.
Dave Lang's Roundabout.
No, it's the limo
Dan
game.
Dan Teasdale's Roundabout.
We've
talked about it in the podcast.
You have?
Oh, right, it's an FMV game.
Yeah, like, it's amazing.
It doesn't go under the radar if it's an FMV game.
Well, I didn't know it was an FMV game. I just saw the in-game footage and I thought, oh yeah, this game looks stupid. Let's try it. And then all the FMV stuff happened. And I'm like, oh my God, this game's incredible.
I love how he's coming back to the driver and the driver never says anything. Yeah. Like, you don't even need to cut to the driver. It's just there.
I like how the driver never says anything, but they recorded new footage for
every single thing.
So it was a bit hard to tell at first. Like the first few times she came on, I'm like, are they just playing the same? And then it becomes really obvious.
So in this scene, you had to act surprised. But not too surprised. And this one, you need to look knowingly. This one, you need a little bit bored, but not too bored. Every
direction.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I obviously have not played any games that have never been discussed on the podcast.
Well, our goal really is to discuss every single game that's ever been made.
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually we're going to get there.
But the funny thing is, you're picking games like that are in people's wheelhouses. Like, full motion video games, Alex, he loves.
Oh, right, okay. But
definitely.
Yeah, they're real stupid.
Yeah. Like, a Metroidvania is Ash. He loves.
Yeah.
So, you're picking games that we've talked in length about because they're our favourite types of games.
Right.
So, there you go.
And Doom. Everyone loves Doom.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I find it hard.
Just go back and listen to the last 83 episodes.
Okay, just write down every game you've ever talked about.
Exactly.
And then pick one you haven't.
That'd be great.
That'd be kind of cool. But like, I don't have the time or patience to do that. I don't even listen to one episode a week.
There are literally a couple of episodes that are gone for good. They don't exist anymore.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. During the server moves and stuff and things got moved around and stuff. And I know at one point, ones that Ash edited got lost, and I've asked him, and he's like, I've got somewhere, and I've never chased up about it, so he still might have it.
Probably. I rarely delete things.
So,
just like working better the lost levels.
There's a couple of them. I know one or two.
It's our archive. It's our legacy.
Episode 0 is still there.
Good.
I'll release it one day. Maybe.
Please don't.
The one that I was not involved with in any way.
Yeah, that was the you haven't been on 3 episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Of which episode 0. But you'll get there. You'll find a game that we haven't played at some point.
I mean, I could just list every game I've ever played.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
Go.
All right, let's do it. Go. Lock the doors.
No, the pizza.
In order, please. I want to know the exact order in which you played them.
Order? No, order you play them in.
Oh, right.
Chronological. Okay. Yeah.
From birth, go.
From birth.
Actually, I want to know, like, when you started them and when you finished them as well. Yeah. Like,
I can definitively tell you the first video game I ever completed. It was Sonic 2.
Yay!
That's good.
I don't remember the first game I completed.
I wouldn't have a clue.
It might have been...
I don't think I ever legitimately finished a Sonic. I think we got lots of cheats and stuff.
Yeah, well, we talked about this a while back, that like a lot of these games, like Doom, for example, is one of those games that no one ever played properly, ever. Mm.
And you go to the first level and go, yep, that's Doom. Still Doom, still gory. All right, cool.
You go back to it one day, you're like, I'm going to play this properly. And you're like, oh, I've never done this before.
Because Doom is like the first game that gets hacked to run on any console or any device that gets jailbroken. So it gets played a lot. Like, I remember Doom was programmable onto my calculator in high school.
Yep.
So it was like, all right, I can play Doom on my calculator. And yep, that's E1M1. All right. I'm never going to play that again.
I think one of the most impressive ones was someone got Quake working on an oscilloscope.
Yeah, sure. I was going to bring that up.
That was they managed to output the level as sound that the oscilloscope would then draw the level on. That just blows my mind how that works.
That's probably my favorite thing that a human has ever done.
I don't know. Some of the Doom music is pretty awesome. Apparently, if you run it through an oscilloscope,
the special analyzer. Yeah.
Yep. It will make pentagrams.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was, how have I never heard of this? That's amazing.
Fucking amazing.
What's the game with the motorcycle and the
Full Throttle? My favorite game.
No,
Trials.
Trials. And Trials HD, that they packed it full of puzzles and hints and everything. Yeah. And one that took them like a year to solve was one place you just fall into a pit and you're inside a computer, and you just fall and die, and the camera lingers there for a bit. Until you press a button, and there's a light that just blinks randomly in the background, and people were going, okay, this is obviously hidden, it's like, this is, something's here, and they were trying to check the light and everything. The light was just a decoy. What it was this low level sound in the background that if you run through a special analyzer plays this big long message saying, I can't believe someone actually found this message. Big long thing.
That's,
I love that kind of stuff.
There's one of those things in Halo 3 that took probably 8 years to find, I think.
Was that the weapon on top of the bridge?
No, that was Halo 2. That was almost immediate. But there was one in Halo 3 where Bungie were like, you know, there's still secrets in that game that people have never found. Turns out I think it's on Christmas Day. It's on a specific date.
It's
on one of the loading screens.
On the developer's wife's birthday?
It's the developer's wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like the most obscure shit that means nothing to anyone except that one person.
Aww,
it's very sweet. I think it is Christmas Day, which is also their birthday.
Okay, so yeah, I remember it was St. Dorothy's wife or something.
It's like a weird,
is his wife Jesus?
Yes.
I don't think that's how that works, but okay.
Okay,
cool.
One of my favorite ones, and it's, again, a Bungie game.
Bungie have really good, deep hidden shit.
Could have the details wrong because this is going back.
We call that a beta fact and just keep going.
Yeah, okay. So, total fact. Yep. Nothing inaccurate about this story. But in the original Marathon, I think it was, there was like a whole bunch of terminal screens around the level that just had like...
That's how that game was, like... You read your way through that game to get the plot.
Yeah. But they just there was a bunch of them that had like a whole bunch of what seemed like random hex codes and stuff on them.
Yeah.
And if you like wrote down all the hex codes from all of these terminal screens in order and then put them all together into a single file, then it was the binary for a new map and you could then play that.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's really good. I want to say I've heard that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That might have been the map that they shipped with Halo 2 or something as well, because they shipped one of the maps in Halo 2 was a marathon map.
Nice.
Yeah.
What
always annoyed me about Secrets was the first Arkham game, when they, at the very end before Arkham 2, at one point they're like, I can't believe you guys haven't found the secret we put in here. Like, and it was, you use the foam that blows up walls. You go to a random wall somewhere, and you do it 5 times on that wall. How's anyone
going to
find that? There's no way. And they're like, I can't believe no one found this. I'm like, because you did shit. You gotta hint something, and then
you want another example.
You gotta give a little
garbage.
Something. Yeah, you gotta level some.
Is when Bungie stopped making Halo games. In Halo 4, if you go forward and then backtrack through parts of the level, to trigger like a loading in of dropships with really, really hard enemies on them. If you kill all the hard enemies, it just drops like 10 of these like high level sniper rifles into the area for you to use. And it's like, oh, like sniper rifles, that's all I get. Not only that, there were multiple instances of it in Halo 4, and one of them was bugged, so nothing ever happened.
Awesome.
The enemies spawned, you killed all the enemies, and then that was it.
Nice.
Like, the weapons
bugged the Easter egg.
It was nice. A bugged Easter egg, like it just never worked.
Love it.
And they were like, yeah, we're not going to fix it. Halo 5, by the way, you guys. Maybe you've heard of it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to ask Dee what she's been playing, because we're going to talk about that, because we've been playing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, Alex.
Hello.
You're next.
I'm next. All right, let me get on this list. It'll be quick. I'm still playing Pokemon Soul Silver. Dribs and drabs.
How many badges are we up to?
I'm at 8 now. I think it was 8 last time as well.
I think you're almost 8 by memory.
Okay, yeah. The last thing I did was catch Lugia, so I'm off to Pokemon League next.
Cool.
So that's fun. I tried Rebel Galaxy, because that's free this week.
I downloaded that and did not touch it at all.
It's fucking...
Great story, Ash. Great story.
Yeah.
The most arcadey... version of space I've seen in a while. Like, what if space was just a 2D plane?
Okay.
And all space battles were fought naval style with broadsides.
Yep. I've seen the game. I've got some people at work who love that game.
The music is really good. Like, the way that you can... The way the music goes from, like, idle to traveling to combat to whatever. And on the PC, you can just shove audio files into folders and have it make a soundtrack for you.
Cool.
So you can have your own idle music, your own combat music, and that all just
kind
of moves
the game
between itself.
That was from the makers of Assassin's Creed 4, the ship battle system.
Yeah,
they took their system and then put it into a space battle. So yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's basically the same combat.
Yeah.
You steer a ship on 2D plane
and in space.
In space.
Yeah. I don't.
So everything's on this 2D plane. It's weird.
I don't.
But especially really, really good.
Find it particularly engaging because it's not spacey enough for me. I need three dimensions in space.
Yep.
I can't have
there's no up in space.
It's not. There's no up in space. There is. You know, I need a z-axis.
But it's too hard. People can't handle that.
I can.
Not everyone can.
Not everyone can. But like, get the fuck out of my video games.
about,
and I'll get
like
the fuck
Star
out
Trek
of yours.
Bridge
so I'm
Command.
Not gonna play Rebel Galaxy again. What?
Star Trek Bridge Commander.
I haven't played that.
Well, I don't know. That was 2D and that was okay-ish.
2D.
I don't remember a damn thing about that game.
No.
I just remember it was 2D.
Like 2D space travel.
Yeah.
you upset me, Ash. I played Tricky Towers, the other free PS Plus game. That's fun.
Cool.
With a group because I had a games night Saturday. Has anyone played Tricky Towers? It's like you get all the Tetris pieces.
But
the aim is to stack them as high as possible.
Actually, yes, I've seen this because
made in Sydney, wasn't it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Unity's been pushing this one because this is a big Unity thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, Tetroids, but not clearing lines. You've got to kind of...
Yeah, you don't clear lines. You've got to stack
other people.
And they have gravity, so they can fall sideways and angular.
There's something about the name of that game
that
I feel like could be better. Because I've come across it like 3 or 4 times now, and every time I see the name, I'm like, oh, Tricky Towers, what's that? I'm like, oh, that game.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
I've seen this a million times.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Towerfall and stuff like that, and that's the kind of game I had in my mind. I was like, I don't care about this game.
No,
like, oh, no, actually, I want to play the game, yes.
No, it's
it looks
actually,
really
it's
good.
Really fun with a bunch of people.
Yep. What do you mean you don't care about Towerfall? That's the best game ever.
Yeah, sorry, but I've played, like, when that game came out, so did 70 other games of that same type, and I don't really want to play that type of game for a long time.
Fair enough.
But Ben, you bought an Ouya. It's like the only game worth playing on an Ouya.
Well, yes, until they re-released it and made the updated version with a lot more maps and characters and stuff, and then put that on PC.
Yeah.
Take that, Ouya.
For, like,
and
half
PS4.
The price. Yeah.
Yeah, take that, Ben, for
yeah.
Shut your faces. You all.
Yeah, Tricky Towers is real weird because it breaks like your head if you know how to play Tetris.
Yep.
And you realize in like the survival mode where you only have 3 lives so the blocks don't fall off the screen versus other people. You're like, I'll build my tower really quick. Like, wait, no, I want to take as long as I can because that gives other people the chance to fuck up. So, I don't know. And you get magic to throw at other people as well. So you're going to fuck with them.
You can have like giant pieces of pier.
Yeah, white magic and black magic.
It's racist.
Dark magic. 75%
you go ahead and
magic.
Use your white power magic, sorry.
75% cacao and that's so you like you can either like say, well, I'm gonna throw fog at you and now you've got fog covering the last few lines of your tower. So good luck trying to figure out where to place your thing for structural integrity. You can also like throw pianos at people and be like, "Ha ha! Now you have a real weird piece to put down that doesn't fit anywhere real good."
Good.
So that's fun. And then with in that vein of four player co-op,
are you playing with your mum?
No.
Okay, cool.
She went back.
Yeah.
She was not here last time.
Did you play games there?
No, why not? About this.
But you had the perfect game last week.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Overcooked. I did get to play Overcooked with three people, three other people, human beings in the same room as me.
Yep.
That game's real fun.
I saw it and my mouse hovered over the buy button. I was like, I don't have friends.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy it, but I really want to play the game.
It's fucking great. Yeah. I even signed into my PlayStation account and got
two other people. You're not three people, I'm afraid.
I think with two people it will probably still be all right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something like just cool to the element of cooperation with that.
And the only what's good thing deal with this game.
So it's like a top down type thing. You're in a kitchen.
It's Cooking Mama.
Yeah.
Four player.
Kind of Cooking Mama. But yeah, it's up to four players, and you've got to prepare food, quickly, as quick as you can. So you've got to like get the ingredients, chop the ingredients, put them on a plate, or like usually you've got to chop them, put them in a pot, you know.
To cook.
Three of them to cook to make soup, not overdo it, plate it, get it out.
Is the interaction like Cooking Mama, or is it?
It's more like top down grid based. You pick up the thing, another square, put the thing down, do the thing with it. Then you know you've got it's a kitchen with four people, but there's
more than four
jobs kind of thing. Okay, so you can't just
It's on a pirate ship.
No, not always.
Or the back of a truck.
Yeah, there was one we did that was like between three trucks. So there were two trucks, kind of one behind the other, and then another truck next to them that would go back and forth between the other two trucks.
Okay, yep.
So you kind of had to make sure you were in the right place, not falling off the truck, and then handing ingredients to that truck so you could move it around. There's another one where like two people were just on the outside of or in one area, and two people on the other side of the area, and there's conveyor belts in the middle, and that's the only way you could pass into each other is with these conveyor belts.
And the stories think along, like, you got to save the end of the world.
The devil shows up and he's a giant meatball or something, and he's hungry and you can't make enough food for him. So you travel back in time to 1993 to learn how to be a better chef.
Okay, yeah.
And then you
see, how awesome does this game sound?
Sounds like the best game I've ever heard.
You road trip all around the place to different restaurants and different locations making food to learn how to be the devil. We got up to like 1999.
This sounds like the best taking an overused, remember, like, what's that?
Cook Surf Delicious,
which we talked about for years on this podcast.
They're making another one.
That's been overdone a million times, the type of games.
Yeah.
And they've just taken it and just made it fresh. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If it plays with two players, really I might get it then.
Yeah. And I kind of want to get it at home as well so I can play it with my girlfriend. But,
is it PS4?
PS4, PC.
Cool.
I don't know about Xbox, but.
Screw Xbox.
I have more Xbox controllers, so I'll probably play it on PC.
Yeah, that's
I think it is slightly cheaper on PC as well. But that game's super fun. I'm trying to think if there's another cool point to it. Making burgers gets really confusing. It's just there's four ingredients and you don't always need all of them. And it's at least some great like just shouty moments of what's this potato doing here? we need more tomatoes or something. I don't know.
It's
fucking bizarre. Sorry, Dave.
That's okay.
She's just level monitoring.
Yeah.
Furiously clicking.
That hurts a little.
For those at home, Dee's the only one with a headset, so she's the one that tells us when we're too loud.
We do have the ability to each have headsets. We just don't.
I've never tried it with everyone plugged in. I need a
booster. I bet that doesn't work real good.
No, you're supposed to actually buy a little box that costs like $30 that has powers.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, fuck that. Dee does a really good job, actually.
I'm that little box for free.
Yeah.
Yay. Last thing I played was I finished Quadrilateral Cowboy.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
How long was that?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I could load up my Steam account and find out how long I played it for, but it was probably about 3 hours.
Okay, cool. Not too long. Okay.
Yeah. The end kind of falls off on the kind of scriptiness of it.
That's a bit shame.
But it introduces other jobs halfway through. Like, halfway through it switches and it goes from being like this, all right, script everything to, okay, now we're going to give you these other jobs where you're playing two characters at once asynchronously.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to play one character through to a certain point, quit, load the other character, and then you see a ghost of the first character doing the things you did and you have to, you know, follow through. And you can switch back and forth between those characters to pull off these heists.
Okay,
that's kind of cool. And at the very end, it kind of combines everything together so you become one character with all the abilities of all the other characters, and the scriptiness. So the very last heist is that. And
just everything you learned, go.
Everything you learned, go, basically, yep. Yeah. And there was this awesome like bit of timing where like, all right, I've got to deactivate this four laser beams. I've got to deactivate the first two myself and then hit my script trigger at the right moment to disable the next two so I can keep walking forwards through this room. So I'm like, all right, first one, second one, get up there. All right, shit, I've got to blink and hit the... Yep, okay, keep going. Yeah, all right, now I've got to find my way back around, collect that remote access thing because I'm going to need it later. And then there was another one where at a certain at that point as well, like I was able to drop my gun on the ground, walk away, completely different area, blink twice, and the gun would... It would exit out of whatever I was doing. It would connect to the gun, deploy the gun, aim at a specific coordinates and fire. All in the space of like a second. But it couldn't... I couldn't be there when it happened. I had to be somewhere else.
Yep.
Because it was triggering a platform rising for me. That game's super cool. And then cool. It goes off like full emotion at the end because the... I guess I shouldn't say, but yeah, it goes on. Like, it's got this very sweet ending.
With all the characters. It's only 3 hours, and if it's your type of thing.
It's a Blendo game. It's, you know, boxy characters and...
Interesting gameplay.
At the end, like, yeah, it just kind of pulls together all of your characters, and it's like, aw. Cool. Oh, those characters are cool. Like, their entire voice is just wop, 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 which is cool. And then there's like these realistic photos of them strewn around the entire game. And it's really nice, like, nice drawn, proper people looking. Yep. And you're like, oh, these guys are all right. These guys are cool. That's fun. Quarter Hour Cowboy. I would recommend. And then you can go back and play it like tourist mode, where everything's just unlocked. No alarms will ever go off. And there's a developer commentary as well. So I dipped into that. So that's
Do you fun. Only get the commentary after you've completed it?
No, you can. I think you can load it up anytime. I think you can like jump around that game as much as you want.
Okay.
So
I have started it, but I've only played like the first couple of tutorial kind of maps where you learn the mechanics. It sounds like it ramps up to pretty intense at the end there. It sounds too stressful for me. I don't know if I can handle that.
Like, that's the thing. There's not really any time pressure.
Okay.
Like, unless you want to beat the leaderboards.
Oh,
and that's... Nah. That's... Like, even the last level, the global average was zero. So I'm not really sure if I'm the first person to complete that.
I doubt that.
But no, like, it's probably actually zero. Someone figured out how to fucking cheat that.
Yeah, someone had to ruin it.
You probably, in the game, they probably programmed something to make it go... Yeah.
Locked it at cheat engine. Yeah, I mean, everything is timed, so, but yeah, it's just more about like a flawless execution type thing. Which is not that hard. It's got mod support and workshop support, so you could make levels and people can make levels for it and stuff as
that
well.
That sounds interesting.
Which would be cool, yeah.
Hmm. Ashley.
Ben.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing a game called Food Poisoning.
Cool. That sounds like an amazing game.
It does.
Where can I get it? How much does it cost?
It's free.
Probably. Okay.
You can get it a lot of places. I would recommend going to
I've got it now.
A cafe.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A specific cafe?
Well, I'm not gonna call them out because I eat at this cafe a fair bit.
Okay.
Is it the fast food joint down the road that we go to before the podcast?
No.
That might be a problem.
No, I'm not gonna call them out because it's probably my bad as much as theirs. Like, I walked into this place and it was later than I would usually
do. 2 in the morning,
you
went to the sausage, the lone sausage that's rolling on the woman rack.
Yeah,
with a Band-Aid stuck to it and like a bug and shit.
And I ate some chicken, and then about 7 or 8 hours later, I felt really, really bad.
Mm.
So that was pretty shitty.
How long did that
one
last
could say?
For?
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did it last for?
It was actually quite a short one. I think it was probably only about 10 hours maybe. But then it just knocked me on my ass for
the next
couple of days.
That's a way longer game than any of the ones we've been talking
about. Me and Shane went to Canberra for PD, and the whole school, not only our school, but all the other school campuses all stay at the same place. Yeah, there was probably, like, I had dinner and went to bed quite early because I was feeling a little bit dodgy and spent period of time on the loo longer than I would like.
The throne.
And I was just like, that was something I ate. That was definitely something I ate. And I thought it was just me, but...
Straight through.
No, the next day, there was at least a dozen other people who had pretty much the same story.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we can't...
Including, like, to the specificity of everyone sort of thinking it was just them going, oh, what? Man, it's been a rough trip. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep last night.
That's exactly what I thought.
For the airplane. And, like, yeah, and then we all realized, no, okay, this can't be a coincidence.
We're trying to figure out what it was we ate, because we were trying to, like, a little bit, like, I ate this, this, and this, and this, this, and this. And, like, we think it may have been the fish.
I didn't eat the fish though, so I think it was either multiple things or
I don't know everything.
Well, if it was a buffet, there's a bit of cross contamination. Yeah.
And it may have been an employee who didn't wash their hands. That was my
idea. Yeah, could have been. I mean, look,
I didn't eat any employees.
Didn't you? Actually, they're, it's quite tasty. Yeah.
Just
the one. You guys sound like the Olympic water polo team.
What?
The Olympic water polo team.
We don't look like them though.
Not.
Like in the...
That's not why the pool's turned green.
Bringing class to the podcast.
Did we get a reason why the pool went green? Do we know yet?
Minerals. It went too acidic, actually. It went, like, not like people went algae, but, like, no, that's if it was cloudy. But it's not cloudy. It's just, like, clear green. So it's like too cordial. Much minerals. Too much minerals?
So I'm peeing the pool and there's a chemical that turns
not,
green.
Not enough chlorine.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then... Again, the Australian water polo team said today, like, oh, it's getting there. It's getting fixed. But I feel like they put a lot of chlorine in there because my eyes are singing right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you ever been in a pool with too much chlorine before?
My dad has always had a pool in his house.
It's not comfortable and then everything looks cloudy looking out. You're like, oh, it's fucked my eyes up. That's great.
Like, that's probably bad.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
Just learn my trick of never opening your eyes underwater because it's terrifying.
I always did that.
Yeah, I used to do that for a long time. And then,
oh, no. When I was learning to swim, they made us do that.
Yeah. They did too. They had... There's like things under the water, charts under the water. You have to read the numbers off them.
Yeah, and then you have to. Then they would actually make us get out of the water without rubbing our eyes out or anything.
Why?
What? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
That seems wrong.
I distinctly remember when I was learning to swim, we had to like get out of the water without like rubbing the eyes out, whatever, the water out.
They actually, like, before you got in the water, they put eyelid clamps like a Clockwork Orange on you.
No, I just remember getting scolded, like, don't rub your eyes out.
Like this is just in case one day I lose my arms and I need to get out of a pool.
You'll be fine.
I don't know what the purpose was. I've told this story to multiple people, and multiple people have had the same reaction as everyone here of, what?
Are you sure it was one teacher that was just love torturing?
Maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
Let's hope. Yeah.
I know I'd like figured it out eventually and then I was like fine, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they'll just try to make us tough. I don't know.
Did you play initial games?
I did.
Okay.
I played a game called AM2R.
Why do
which
I know
is
that?
A Metroid 2 that? Remake.
Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what that is.
By
some guys.
Okay, cool.
Who like Metroid 2 a lot.
It was the 30th anniversary of Metroid. This week?
Yes, it was.
And Nintendo didn't throw Samus a party, so everyone else did.
They threw Luigi a party, for
fuck's
sake.
Yeah, not Samus.
No, Nintendo definitely threw a party. They threw a DMC Takedown request party.
Okay, great, yep. It's a great party.
Yeah. This is why you don't announce your projects of like unofficial remakes and shit until they're done.
They're out there.
Then it's too late.
Yeah, no one can like, pick it
well, no, this was actually a weird one because... They've been making it for like 2+ years, and Nintendo haven't done anything about that.
Yeah.
And then a day after they released it, Nintendo were like, oh no, you can't do that.
Has it been playable before now?
I believe they've had builds out. So
Anyway,
I managed to grab it in the window.
Brief period.
Is this like just a shot for shot remake?
I actually haven't played Metroid 2, so I can't be. Because it was
Metroid
a Game Boy.
The Game Boy one, yeah.
And
I think that's the first one I played.
Back to.
No, I haven't played much of it, but I've played it.
Yeah, but you had a Game Boy. I didn't.
Yes, that's
I didn't
a good
grow
point.
Up with a Game Boy. I wasn't a Game Boy boy.
Yes, a Game Boy, not an emulator on the computer at all.
Mm.
It was a total Game Boy.
Yeah.
Hardware and everything.
Yeah.
It was hardware involved.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm pretty sure they've added a lot of stuff to that because it's got all the Super Metroid stuff in there.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
The systems where you can layer weapons on top of each other. You've got a lot of the Metroid, Super Metroid stuff.
I can't believe Nintendo. We've got to sit down and have a chat at some point.
Yeah, that game's pretty good. They've got some real good fan music that they've made, like good quality stuff.
When was the last good Metroid?
Prime.
Prime.
Now you're a Prime 2, Prime 3 fan, aren't you?
Prime 2's got too much weird bullshit with Light and Dark, and then Prime 3...
Prime 3 was okay, but it was too split apart.
It's too fragmented. You've got to go from planet to planet, and it's got that shitty Wii control.
So Prime 1, we're looking, what, 2004?
Yeah.
2005?
Oh, it might have been 5.
Four is probably right.
Yeah. It was a
GameCube title, so...
I didn't like the... I never finished it, because once you get to the end, you have to go back into all the areas again. And I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Does that to get all the
orbs things? Or no, something?
it was the runes or something like that. The chosen.
Oh
runes.
Yeah, the runes. Yeah,
yeah.
So I did everything.
That bad. You could go through and get like almost all of them on your first time through.
Yeah, you could. Was, you just had to know.
But I didn't know that was there. I got to the end and went, you need to go back and get these. And I'm like,
but that's
yeah,
the
no,
Metroid part of it. You take your new abilities to old levels, open up new areas to get the things.
I can't be bothered.
100%.
But I really liked that game.
To answer your question, the last good Metroid game was probably Axiom Verge.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Definitely.
It's a real good, like, original Metroid clone
type
2014 version of that.
Like, some of the tiles from Axiom Verge look like straight out of Super Metroid.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, not even. Like, there's a lot of, like, original Metroid looking stuff in that, too, somehow. It's somewhere in between.
I was selling that.
And there's parts of it in the outdoor areas that reminded me a lot of. There was an old arcade platform game. Has anyone even heard of a game called Karnov? It was like a platformer sort of.
You've just been working this entire time to find a game we haven't heard of. Haven't
yeah. Like, I found this arcade one that was released in Amsterdam.
I'm pretty sure it was Russian. But,
okay.
I don't know. When I was a kid, there was like, you know, very select few places where you could get access to an arcade machine. And there was this one place that I found myself in often, and this was the only friggin' game they had. And it was a platformer, sort of side-scrollery, maybe somewhere halfway between, like, Shadow of the Beast and Gods, if you could imagine something in between those
I love
two.
Gods.
And, so that's what this game was like. And, yeah, there's bits in Axiom Verge when you get to the outside areas that, like, some of the sprites and enemies and stuff, like, really strongly reminded me of that game. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up and see if it actually does like that game. Or if it's just my memory going, hey, it's sort of like that game, and it's actually really not.
I was listening to or reading. There's, like, a movie that uses a lot of monsters that were in Half-Life. But Half-Life is based on the book of that movie because the book came first.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's this really weird, like...
They can't sue me because...
Circle of homage.
Yeah, we didn't sue you, kind of so you can't sue me because we were first.
I forget what that...
That's awesome. That's
like called, that Prince of Persia game that was based on that movie called Prince of Persia.
Yeah. Oh, like Ratchet and Clank, the game, the movie, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Still playing that.
Cool.
Yeah.
You finished Ash?
No, I played some other things.
We'll get to you in a minute, D.
I did some Firewatch, a little bit more.
Oh, you've watched some fires?
I don't know. I haven't actually seen... I saw some smoke. I haven't seen any fires yet.
You will see fires in Firewatch. Well, there are fires in Firewatch.
Wow. There's more than one fire.
I was not expecting that.
I can confirm for you now.
You just ruined the game. You ruined the game.
Blown it wide open.
When D was playing, I was like, have you seen the fire yet? She's like, what? The spoiler? I'm like, it's called Firewatch.
I think I said which one.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
So is that one that you haven't talked on the podcast?
We have,
not everyone's played it? Or...
Yeah,
I'm working
my way through it slowly.
Okay.
We haven't spoiler casted
really slowly.
We did
actually do a spoiler.
I think I want to play Firewatch again before I'd like make my Game of the Year list this year.
I think it's good. I really like the game, but I don't think it's Game of the Year.
Oh.
It's on my list. It is 100% on my list.
Okay.
My top
10. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Good game.
I really enjoyed it.
Started playing The Witcher 3 again.
Ooh. You saw that. That must have changed a lot, because I remember that was one of those games that I played... so many hours, and the moment I was like, I'm done, there's nothing left on this map, I've got everything, they released that stupidly bug patch that fixed all the problems. I'm like, fuck you.
So much better with that too.
But do you look at that game and just go like, by clicking new game, I'm committing to 100 hours into this, thing?
I don't commit to anything, you know.
Okay,
this sure. Yeah. Like, if I feel like I want to stop playing, that's it, I'm done.
Oh, you can stop at any time, huh?
Yeah,
you can quit anytime you like.
Well, that was the problem, I stopped last time. So I'm trying to continue.
That's a good game. Sure. That's
like
a good
last
game.
Time I got to just before the end of the Bloody Baron storyline.
I hear that's the peak.
Yeah.
No, it's probably the strongest story of all of them. It's got some other really good stories, but the Bloody Baron is a very strong character, strong story, and they come back to the Bloody Baron later on and do some really cool stuff later on as well.
Sure.
What else? What other things did I play? I don't know. Like, I spent like a significant portion of this week just lying on my bed going, I just can't.
Cool.
Like, yeah.
I love that game. That's yep. great.
Like, it was to the point where I was like, I can't even play video games right now. Like, I can't even get that energy up. I just,
Burnout?
No. This is from...
That's a really good game.
No.
Yeah, Burnout would have been good. Yeah. No, this was...
Occasionally I walk...
The Fudo poisoning.
Yeah. Well, occasionally I walk into my study and go like, I'm going to play a video game. Nah. Just load up some YouTube videos and watch them instead.
Oh, I've done that so many times. Yeah. It's just easier.
Yeah. Watch someone else play a fucking video
like,
game.
Like, you don't even want to go to Netflix because then you have to fucking choose something.
Oh, speaking
like,
of Netflix.
Netflix should have, like, just a random button. Just show me some random garbage, whatever. Pour it into my face.
$1 million idea for Netflix. Curated playlists that's like, show me the best of this actor. Or show me the best, like, George episodes from Seinfeld.
Sure. If they had Seinfeld, that would be great.
Yeah. Like, theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Netflix, get Seinfeld. I'll probably watch a lot of that.
But and also speaking of, has anyone else watched Stranger Things?
I've started watching it.
I want to.
Fuck that show's.
I want
that
to.
That show's really good.
I'm up to episode two. Yeah, yeah. I'm loving it.
That's
why I was saying we have to get Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is we have a service that allows us to get used to get American Netflix.
Oh yeah.
And switch around. It was great.
Yeah.
Also get Hulu.
Yeah.
Two great services.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been pushing Netflix. A lot of people who make movies and these TV shows that we love so much.
Networks.
Yeah. And they say, you can't do that anymore because Netflix didn't care because, like, we make money. We don't care
if
people...
Yeah, yeah.
We're still paying for it.
You're still paying for it. Yeah, we're still paying for it. We're just paying for another service that allows us to switch around and everything. It was great. So I've been watching Netflix for about 5-6 years now, well before Australia had it.
Yeah.
It's great. So I can't anymore. They completely locked that out. Mm. So now all Netflix detects if it's going through a proxy.
Yep.
So, which means I can't watch Australian Netflix unless I turn the proxy off, which stops us being able to watch Hulu.
Right.
So, we had to switch, and it's a setting in the router I have to switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah. Kinda.
Like, kinda. Like, I could see where, like, when confusing. There was no option before, you would want that. But now that there are options, you probably want that on a per-machine basis.
The problem is, it's only because we use Chromecast, and Chromecast is the best thing ever, but Chromecast Hulu and Chromecast Netflix use their own DNS servers outside of the ISP's DNS servers. So we have to block that particular IP. Yeah, it's complicated as fuck. And bottom line is, I can have one or the other, and not both. And we've been on a Hulu binge for a while, and it's starting to run dry. So,
And I really want to watch Stranger Things.
So,
Better Call Saul is on there as well.
Yeah, we're halfway through season two. We need to jump back.
And there's the new Voltron.
It's
really good.
I don't know. Like, it's not doing it for me.
Really?
Like, it's so close, but it always feels like there's something missing. It's like the music is not. It's just. It's like it's missing a beat or something. The storylines are close, but it's just not enough depth. I don't know.
I guess I can see what you're saying there, but
I was already burnt by the new Sailor Moon. I don't want to.
It's like eating fairy floss or something. It's like, yeah, it tastes like sugar, but there's just no volume.
Sure, I can deal with that. I can eat just fairy floss.
But that's my story with the watching of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll get there.
That's serious.
Dee.
Yes.
What have you been playing?
Tiny Tower.
Tiny Tower.
Damn Tiny Tower.
Oh, my God.
Did you try the trains and the planes?
No.
Oh,
right. And the I'm afraid to. This takes up so much of my time already.
Like, ridiculous amounts of your time. Like,
but it's only like 10 seconds at a time.
Every 15 seconds.
Press a button, do the thing, put it down.
It's literally, she puts it down, says like a word to me, then it beeps and she picks it up again. Does it, puts it down, says another word.
The vicious cycle.
So many times it's like, stop, you can't do this.
Like, I'm still here, I'm still listening.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. Anyway. That's addictive. And then this week we went on a survival game binge.
Kind of. Look, I'll tell the beginning of the story, but I want you to do most of the talking because I want it from your perspective. So I picked up RimWorld.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's not the beginning of the story.
I've seen some RimWorld. Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, the beginning of the story is we were walking back from being out for lunch.
Yeah.
And we started talking about Dwarf Fortress.
No, that was...
You did that first.
No, I was playing RimWorld first.
Mm.
So I was playing RimWorld.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking how hard it was.
I didn't know you were playing RimWorld at this point.
But then you saw me later on. Anyway, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Damn it, I will. It's got to be awkward and confusing for everyone. Yeah.
So, yeah, RimWorld.
RimWorld.
So
I've seen this.
We talked about it. Yeah. We went out and was talking about RimWorld. I was talking about my frustrations with it.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I did see
there
that.
There we
first.
Go. Yep. So, my frustration is, who's played Dwarf Fortress in this room?
I haven't played Dwarf Fortress.
Okay. Define played. No, probably the easy answer.
Okay. So, Dwarf Fortress is played in a grid, just like RimWorld.
Yeah.
Dwarf Fortress and RimWorld, you don't control people directly, kinda. But you more say, do this. And they'll prioritize their stuff, how hungry they are, what they want to do, and stuff like that. And it was hard. I kept fucking dying constantly, like really early on. And it has an okay tutorial. It's got a few things. Mm. Dwarf Fortress is played on not just one grid, but multiple grids. Mm. So it's like a cross section of grids that you can go up and down. RimWorld is just one, mm-hmm. one level. So it feels a lot.
Well, RimWorld has graphics.
Yes. Yeah. And a mouse cursor, which helps. Yeah. So I was talking to Dee about this. And she saw my frustration. We got home, and we talked about Dwarf Fortress. So we installed Dwarf Fortress.
Oh no!
And do you want to?
I don't like
continue the story on.
Well, we looked at it and went, "What?" And then Ben had played many years ago,
yes.
and sort of remembered a few things. So he was like, "I think you do this, and maybe this." And then we're like, nah, this is too hard.
What's that at symbol doing to that other at symbol?
I know.
They're not at symbols, little smiley faces.
Sure, whatever.
Smiley
faces.
And there's W's. And they're water buffalo.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I learned that.
These are dogs. These are cats.
Yes.
And the cats run in and out.
The cats run everywhere. It's really cute. So we were like, this is too hard. So we looked up a wiki how-to startup thing and sort of followed the path of this tutorial for a while. I don't know where you want me to
I want to get your perspective of this. Iconic game of stupidly complex, and
it is stupidly complex.
Yes,
it's so not intuitive.
You can't
sort of think, oh, this should be the way you do it, and that it is. You know, no.
Is it complex by design?
No, it's just it's been added onto so many times. Like for example, if I want to bring up a menu, sometimes I use the keypad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I use the plus and minus keys depending on what menu I'm in.
Okay.
Sometimes if I want to make an area. I will choose the top left-hand corner, then the top right-hand corner, and I'll mark the area. And then I choose what I want in the area, and then I go in and set up things for it. Mm-hmm. But other times, if I'm setting up a farm, for example, I bring up the cursor, then I make the cursor wider and bigger, and then stamp that.
Right.
And then I can make changes. Mm. So,
and some of them you have to tell it what it's going to be before you make it.
And some you do it after.
Okay.
So it's those contradiction menus and stuff.
Sure.
And trying to find, like, at the beginning you got seven, eight dwarfs all running around doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And by 3 hours in, it's got like 30.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find that one dwarf that does that thing really well. So you got to go through menus to then click on him, click on find him. It'll go there. You got to figure out where in the map you are because it's all looks all crazy. And then you got to click on him and then go and tell him what to do something. Yeah, it's...
Mm. And you're trying to figure out which level of the world you were on as well.
Yes, because there's... cross sections of Earth, of which
they're like
slices of the Earth.
So nothing,
how deep your fortress is.
Yeah, at the moment you're only like 4 or 5 slices deep, but they all start looking the same because they're just rooms stuck in voids.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Mm.
The game is cool, but then Dee started playing RimWorld.
Oh.
Yeah,
and how did you find RimWorld?
I liked it much better. Well, I seen Ben play it, and he just kept dying, so I was convinced that I was just going to keep dying. But apparently, I picked. Like the easy setting, it's just here you go, make a base and have fun, sort of thing. So I'm expecting at any moment to be attacked and die.
Because it has like 3 starting options as well.
Yes, we've only touched the stand. There's like 3 starting options, of which each one has multiple difficult options, which has different. Yeah, it's. Yeah.
So I'm in like sandbox mode where you can.
Yeah. But generally, like watching Dee play, I realize there's things I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
Like it's the UI is still shit in that game, but it's better than Dwarf Fortress. But
it's not a high bar.
No, not at all. Like, there are things where, like, I'm looking at everyone's skill, and the little things, like, if someone is an engineer, they'll be better at building and something, and they've got little things saying, I'm better at these skills. And I'm like, cool, you're good at research. You're good at researching, so I'll make you the researcher and wonder why I'm not researching or the cook is not cooking. The symbol means they're good, have got a skill that potentially makes them better at that, not that they are better at that skill. That's the color of the shade of gray the box is at. Not how good they are at it. That they like. It's like you're a police officer, but you're not good at policing. It's just you have the title of a police officer. So if you are good at policing, you're going to be better at it. But you aren't.
What if you're passionate about it?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would they do
this? But this guy's a farmer. He's a better police officer.
That seems
So there is these weird different layers of things you've got to get used to. Like I had like levels where I had like four guys. And they're building this thing, and I get attacked. And so I take two of my guys out with guns. One of them accidentally stood too close to the other one's firing line and got shot in the back of the head.
Smart.
Kill the enemy. We drag my guy's body back to the infirmary. And the game basically said, he's in a coma and he's not waking up. So after feeding him for a couple of days...
Through a tube.
Basically, I had to go into the operations menu where you can... remove body parts, harvest body parts, or add.
Oh, there's organ harvesting.
There's organ harvesting. Yeah. Or
you can also
add,
sell people.
Sell people.
Fantastic.
Yep. There's a nice big fat euthanize button. So I click that. He's euthanized. The guy euthanized him. There's friendship levels.
Yeah.
So he's not doing okay.
Yeah.
So he effectively just takes all his clothes off and wanders into the desert.
I did see that you can like set people as nudists as well.
Well, they set themselves as nudists. Like they normally come nude half
the
time.
Sure.
But yeah, and
but you can mandate that they wear clothes, or you can say like, no, like, hey, don't worry about it. You can go.
Yeah, and some of them like it, some of them don't.
Yeah.
But the last two guys I had, they were in love. They shared a bed. They loved. Heat wave came. They both died in their bed of a heat stroke. And it's just like this sad story. I'm like,
start again.
This game hates you.
I definitely have to find the time to play this game. I mean, I was already pretty sold on it. Like, the story that sold me on it, someone I know who was playing it was saying that they have this character who is so ugly that everyone they interact with just, like, does worse at everything because they're so ugly. And they just start feeling bad about themselves.
So, a game I just started recently, there was I had only one guy who could mine. They're the ones, like... They've got skill levels, and sometimes there's skills they just can't do. So if for some reason, I need one guy I could mine. I need to mine some stuff. So I need to mine it. And it's like, nah. And it says so-and-so is having a thing. He's going to go sulk in his room for a bit. So you click on why. And it effectively is because someone else in the commune wouldn't sleep with him. So he's having a mope about it and won't mine rooms for defensive purposes to save the base. No, he's a...
So are you playing with like the four crashed survivors?
That's the way it's made.
And
yep.
Dee, were you playing with like the one philanthropist, or are you playing with the
no, there were four crashed survivors as well.
But there's different levels of AI in the background.
But in an easy
well.
World where things don't kill you so much.
Sure. Yeah. Because the ones I saw was like there's the one person with like shitloads of resources.
Yep. Yes, yeah.
And then
the
other one was like three people in a tribe.
Yep.
So they were like basically primitives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's crash landed. So
yeah, crash landed.
Yeah. But I've spent the game I saw Ben play, it's one thing that traumatized me was the dog got killed. So my whole game has been about protecting the dog.
Yeah.
So everything is, I've got him set to a safe area that he can only wander
in this
area.
She went into the menus deep into them to figure out how to keep the dog safe.
Yeah.
And go, here's an area, you can only go in this area.
Yeah. No, like, if there's a fight, you don't get involved, you stay at home and let the people fight.
So you just open up Cheat Engine and then we'll lock your HP at full. And then...
See, me, I didn't bother learning these menus because they were complicated and hard. And so the dog's wandering outside the map and picking up things.
Your dog was starving today.
I had another dog. Like, it wasn't my dog. It was another dog who self-tamed itself to my tribe, but didn't want to come to my house. So it just sit there and starve itself. And my guys had to take food, carry it to this dog on the side of the map, and give it to him. And to all the, I'm like, what are you doing? And eventually the dog's like, I don't care about the dog. He's fucking, he's endangering himself. He's just like, click, click, click. Dog runs home. I'm like, thank you.
I know how to protect the dog.
Does this make you feel at all like our universe is just a simulation? Our universe is just someone else's dwarf fortress?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Totally. Yeah. It could be.
But yeah, like, my mind, like...
We have enough idiots.
This game is good, but it feels limiting if you play Dwarf Fortress. There's so many things it could do
better.
Well, the easy answer there is don't play Dwarf Fortress. I think most people have that covered already.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, yeah, it's the only challenge I'm finding at the moment. Well, two challenges. One is they'll do periodic raids of your, on your base, and the guys will get slightly stronger and stronger and stronger. To the fact that my last base, I had three guys, two with pistols, one with a rifle.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, bang, bang, bang. And they attacked with a guy with an Uzi and a guy with a Molotov cocktails.
Nice.
And like, three of my three guys are on the guy with the Uzi, and the Uzi just goes, and all three guys drop. And I'm like, end game.
Yeah. New game.
While the other guys with Molotovs are throwing Molotovs over my fence and just bombing all my power resources. And I'm like, yeah, I've can't.
Is there a degree of like Factorio to this game as well?
What's that?
Did you play Factorio?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to play that.
Yeah, it's basically like building giant automated factories.
No. If humans were the factories,
sure.
Like you have people who harvest the food, they drop into a room, the cook into the room, drops into another room.
Instead of conveyor belts, there are people.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So effectively, yes.
Sure. Because Factorio is like you are one person.
Is that
with
the conveyor belt? Yeah. So, let's play with that.
I tried Factorio because I heard only amazing things about it, and it didn't grab me. I don't know why. I feel like maybe it was too slow or something, because the thing that everyone was hyping up about it, and like, you know, you see the screenshots and stuff, is like, oh, make these amazing things, and
it's insane automation.
And I'm like, oh, I'm down for insane automation. That sounds amazing. But like, maybe it's because I only play games for like 20 minutes and then just stop playing them. I got like nowhere into that game, and I'm like,
that game seems like you need to like just.
Yeah,
all the way into it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I played as much of it as I play any game, and I'm like, oh shit, I think I need to play this for like maybe 40 hours.
Yeah,
I
on peaceful, so you don't get fucked up by aliens.
Yeah,
yeah. So the one thing that I take away from RimWorld is a game that you'll hate and you'll just rage quit and go fuck this game, and then be thinking about it for the next 4 hours about how you can do it better. And you can like, I got home, opened up the computer, and my mouse, Ash is already here. My mouse hovered over the RimWorld.
Like, no, I can do this thing.
I can do stuff while Ash is here, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. We've only got 3 minutes to the podcast.
I had a dream about it.
That's the sign of a good game.
Yeah. So it is good. It's flawed. It's
still early access.
I was going to say it's early access.
Yeah, it's early access. Is it the same people who did Prison Architect?
Is it?
No.
It looks very similar.
It looks the same. The characters look the same.
Really?
I'm going to search that.
Can you actually do some...
Introversion is the people who made Prison Architect.
Okay.
And
well, I didn't think it was the same people, but it looks the same.
They might just be ripping it off, because no other Introversion game looked anything like Prison Architect.
Okay.
I followed them religiously when I was younger. And because like they made Uplink and Darwinia and
Ludon Studios,
okay,
and
Ludion.
Prison Architect was their next game after Uplink, and there was a really long gap between DEFCON, really long gap between DEFCON and Prison Architect.
That's like one of the first 10 games to come out on Steam.
DEFCON.
Yeah.
Apparently, Google also thinks that they made it too, though, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Well, not exactly. It's just, you know, people also search for Prison Architect.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, like, I could see it being heavily inspired by Prison Architect if it looks
all the characters have round heads,
like
wide shoulders, no feet.
Yeah.
No hands.
They're blobs,
Even like just smallish screenshots. I'm showing people screenshots here. Prison Architect.
Yeah. It's like on a grid. It feels like it, but I didn't think it was the same one. So it's worth 1.5.
But yeah, like if you look at the rest of their back catalog, none of their other games, no two look the same.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, I mean, Prison Architect is by far the biggest divergence in style, because it was like It might have been the same artist. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they got an artist who wasn't part of the core Introversion team just hired on to do the art for Prison Architect.
I wonder if there's some link there. I might have a look into it. But it's a good game, and I recommend it. Just be prepared to die a lot. And
unless you're playing the mode I'm playing.
Yeah.
I haven't died yet.
And look, like there are things like you can set people on jobs, but AD figured out that you can set priorities, and that just blew my mind and changed my world. Like, there's so many things in the menus you have to learn.
The video I saw was like, here's a raider. Oh, I shot them, but I didn't kill them.
Oh, yeah.
I built a prison and, you know, turned it into a medical prison as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
So put them in there and then prioritize healing them and keeping them fed until they're rested and I can assimilate them into my tribe.
Or you can sell them. You can sell them. Okay, so my guys, he went, there's a big burly guy and he got angry and eventually smashed through the door and then re-attacked everyone again.
Yeah.
The prison
I saw in this video was like mostly made of steel, but like they ran out of steel and there's like two chunks of wood building up the rest of it. So like, I was like, that seems unsafe.
Yep. And I had another heat wave in another game, so I installed air conditioners, which have, like, you got to block out, take a wall out, fill in that wall. One side will be hotter, one side will be cooler, just like an air conditioner is.
Sure.
Yeah, I did that. It makes your wall really weak because the enemy just went, oh, I'll just go through where the air conditioner is and just spent a couple times punching it and worked through it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, lesson learnt.
Mm-hmm.
We did reach a dilemma of whether or not we're going to buy this game twice because we got... To a point last night where we both wanted to play at the same time.
And it's like a $30 game, so...
And I was like,
wait for a Steam sale.
But we're going to be playing... We're going to be playing this for a bit and then probably won't play it much at all.
Yeah.
So...
That's why I don't want to buy it unless I know I'm going to keep playing.
If it's only $30, just do it then.
Only.
Yeah, okay. It's expensive.
This is what Becca and I went through with, like, Skyrim.
It's going to be Dwarf Fortress. Dwarf Fortress is free, and it's much more complex with a worse interface. I just wish this was Dwarf Fortress with the same interface... I would be all over that shit.
Yeah.
Haven't people made graphics mods and stuff for Dwarf Fortress?
Yeah, but it's still the same. It's not really the graphics I care about. It's the interface, and the interface is rubbish. And there are interface that add more menus and stuff to help you out.
Yeah.
That's another layer of things I'm going to learn. Yeah,
that's the problem. Not enough menus.
It's so funny reading the guide. They're like, do this, this, this. Or if you have this, you can do it this way, this way, and this way. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't want... I just want a mouse. I can click on the dwarf I want and say, you're now doing these three jobs... And I want you to mine this area. Go.
But then it wouldn't be like looking at the Matrix.
Still show me the Matrix.
Even if it's not a mouse cursor, even if it's actual just moving the X around this grid. Give me that.
Damn it, the Matrix is such a good segue into a new story. But
is it?
Command line only. Done.
All right, we should... we're running long, so let's skip the break. Hit the new story.
Oh, you want to hit the new story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Neo.
Yep.
It's coming.
It's coming.
September 7th,
mm-hmm.
There will be a PlayStation meeting in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So
this was announced today.
Okay.
The question is it the 4 teraflop Neo that we've heard about, or is it the other one that's also rumored to be floating around?
They're going to be... Because Microsoft's got a lot of its cards on the table now, and Sony has been keeping everything very close. They've only talked about things, and those things, I reckon... Sony are notorious for changing things at the 11th hour.
Yeah, I bet that system has more than 4 teraflops.
It's interesting.
There's also talk of like...
But yeah, maybe.
Of it being out this year as well.
That's...
Like, in lieu of a PS4 Slim, whereas Microsoft made an Xbox Slim working towards a Scorpio... You could see where Sony would go, well, let's not make the Slim, let's just do the Neo, and then we'll have
has that other version of the PS4 come out yet? The one that they... I can't remember what they were calling it. The one that they beefed up a bit to make it work with the Sony, the PlayStation...
The VR business. Is a breakout box.
Yep.
So you get an extra box to plug in for the VR.
I thought they were just releasing like a beefier version of the PS4.
Might be what you're thinking of as well, like the Neo. But it's not confirmed to be like, oh yeah, just plug the VR straight into it.
Right.
The VR is still going to require the breakout box because it also splits the HDMI signal.
This is definitely going to be interesting because we all know that Sony took a huge hit this generation to fuck up Microsoft and did it so well.
What kind of hit did they take?
The price and everything. They dropped the price way down. They made it open. Yeah. They did everything. They're like, screw it. We need to be at number one this time.
Yeah, I mean, they learned from the sake of the PS3 going out there being like, look at how big our dick is.
Yep, yep.
They didn't tell people
you'll need two jobs.
Yeah,
they literally said that.
PS3.
Yeah, it's so good. You'll need a second job. Yeah.
And then literally, Microsoft did that exact same thing with the Xbox One. They were just like, we have a product for offline users. It's called the Xbox 360. Yep. And like, they just completely shit the bed and learned nothing from the PlayStation 3.
So what you're telling me of them releasing early, releasing high, I totally see them doing that. Just to shove it to Microsoft because they know they can't be cocky again. Sony can't be cocky with again.
Sure.
If the pattern repeats... Sony is going to do something really dumb next generation and Microsoft... Like, it's like... Sony and Microsoft are being like a twin Icaruses in this sort of like convection current cycle where one's
I want to believe Sony and then has learned a lesson.
No, I want to believe Nintendo's coming back.
Well, this will be interesting because I honestly think that Nintendo have a good chance. I think all these rumors, half of them are true. They're going to have a good product if they've got a good game to back it up.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I take it back. I want Sega back.
Oh, no. No.
90 Sega. I want 90 Sega.
Sega Neptune. Let's go.
Yep. 1990 Sega. Done. Sega do what Nintendo don't.
So, but...
that's why they are who they are today.
Yep. Sega aren't even good Sega anymore.
Yeah. Like, Sonic Mania. We'll find out.
Let's make another 90 Sega Sonic games.
Interesting.
They literally are doing that.
Yeah. Anyway. What else?
Yeah. You want some more news?
Yeah.
No Man's Sky is out.
No, it's not.
Depending on...
Well, yeah. No, it's not.
Depending on, I thought depending it was out. I got really excited. It. I didn't realize it was only PS4.
It's quantum released.
It's quantum released.
Depending on how you observe it, yep. It is out, and
I,
not out.
I will be playing that when on its release day.
We're all playing it onto the personal computer,
yes.
It looks like.
Because I heard that the... draw distances on the PS4 aren't...
Well, we're not guaranteed to actually get better draw distances, but yeah, one would hope.
Yep,
I saw some serious dithering going on the PS4 with the draw distance and level of detail and stuff.
So, I still don't... Because I have purposely not read anything about this game in the last few months, because I'm like...
Oh, I know. I've watched enough footage of that I believe I know exactly what that is now.
Is it basically just, like... Elite, right? With Elite meets Minecraft.
Yeah, I would take that.
I would say maybe Baby's First Elite or something. Well, maybe that's a bit reductive.
It's not as hardcore as Elite is with its.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's Elite definitely you,
Elite is
down.
Like full manual. You will fucking land and dock, and you better get it right. Whereas like No Man's Sky is press square to initiate landing sequence.
Yes. That's like all video games these days. This off the back of talking about Dwarf Fortress.
It gamifies the right parts, like where you don't have to be too fiddly, so it doesn't get too simulation-y about it.
Yeah.
It also, you can't fly into stuff. You can't crash. You
bounce
just kind of
bounce
off things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like, you can't just crash.
Whereas Elite will just go, no, fuck you. You flew into that thing. Fuck you. You lost your ship. You didn't have insurance, so you're fucking done.
See, I don't mind.
Buy a new license.
Yep.
Because it doesn't sound like the flying is the main mechanic in this game. But as long as there is another good main mechanic. And that's
so the mechanic seems to be you mine things. Do you like mining things?
Yes.
Do you like mining things with a gun?
I like Dwarf Fortress. Yeah.
Do you like mining things with a gun?
Yes. Discovering things and like...
Well, I've got the game for you.
Making sure that everyone knows that you discovered this thing.
I'm not sure if you saw this or you mentioned this, but the... you know how there's no actual proper multiplayer?
Yeah.
There's a video online that someone has made. Yeah. The two people going to the same location at the same time on the same server and staying in the same spot and not being able to see each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's brilliant.
I think Sean Murray actually tweeted about it, the head of Hello Games.
Yep.
He was like, that actually fucking blows my mind. That shouldn't be possible for people to be that close, let alone be streaming it, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's awesome. But
like, that's just incredibly lucky.
So, again, I don't know what to game. I don't know if this is a couch game or a computer game or what to expect. And I kind of don't want to talk about it more. I just want to play it.
I'm thinking controller in front of my TV, but on PC.
Yeah, definitely on PC. From what I've seen at the PS4, it does look a bit...
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the PS4 just being the PS4.
Yeah, one would hope.
Yeah.
Like,
so, I'm still in two minds. I still could flip and go PS4 just because it's a couch.
I've considered, like... At home every day, I make a decision. Do I keep going straight here to my game shop and buy No Man's Sky on PS4 and just get it? Or do I turn
2 days,
home the regular
way
and just keep and just power through, keep my head down, not worry about
it? Well, I could. In here, I've got a TV and I've got a video out on my computer.
Just,
I can plug in there.
Just pre-order it. That's what I did.
If you sit far enough away, you wouldn't notice the dithering.
Yeah.
I don't ever do this, and this is the only time I will ever put this idea forward. Just pre-order it, and then you don't have to worry about that anymore because you've already fucking bought it, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Don't pre-order anything, ever.
Just, I fucked up and pre-ordered a video game this week.
Yeah, I know, it sucks.
I need that iron Galahorn.
Yeah, yeah. That's you, I think pre-ordering has a place.
And to be fair, I waited as long as I could, and then at a certain point I was like, 45 days, you know what, if I keep
putting it... digital pre-order?
Yeah. There's no disc this time.
Yeah, don't.
If I keep putting it off, I'm not going to buy it and then be really annoyed when I don't get the disc, the recolors in the pre-order bonus. So I'm just going to do it now, and then it's fucking done. I don't have to worry about it. So you're right, Ash. Like, there is an element of, like, just fucking, if I pre-order this, I'm not going to have to worry about it.
Yep.
I don't have to, you know,
yep, around making the decision's made. Decisions. And besides, it's only like 2 days left anyway.
And I don't know, PlayStation 4, like, pre-ordering stuff's really good because it's all pre-loaded and... Yeah,
cool.
I don't know how Steam is still kind of,
yeah,
sometimes shit doesn't preload and stuff.
What are you talking about? You're talking about Destiny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
really confused there.
And it's good because they haven't fixed the download speeds this generation for Sony.
For PS4?
Yeah. It's better, but it's still not good.
It's still going to be 3 hours to download Rebel Galaxy, which is about 5 gigabytes. Yeah. On a 100 meg connection, you would think that would be pretty
good. Yeah, no, it's definitely their end, which preloading is good.
That's why preloading is great. Gamescom is next week.
Oh, actually next week, 17th. Yes. I was going to say 2 weeks away, but that was information 17th. From last week.
So there are some trailers appearing now.
Okay.
I didn't look too hard at what they are. But yeah.
Is it worth talking about? We'll wait till next week.
We'll wait till next week because there'll be more stuff. I reckon Sony might even do a thing or... letting people play Destiny there.
Are we Mass Effect people in this room?
Oh, yeah. Andromeda.
Yeah. You notice that nothing has been announced about this game
at
all?
It's crazy. They're like, it's coming out. But
it's supposed to come out in March.
We ain't showing you shit.
Yeah.
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 Here, like, if you compile all the gameplay from, like, what they've shown, you'd probably get, like, a good 15-second clip.
Like, for a huge game that's...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Huge game.
We've got nothing. And this is really weird for these guys, considering it's like Mass Effect 2 was being shoved down a throat every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they want to, like, after the ending of Metal Mass Effect 3 blew up in their face, they want to, like, just kind of undersell it and just have a quiet, like, you know, Mass Effect kind of just snuck out and was just kind of sleeper hit, wasn't really publicized. It wasn't, you know, it's this brand new thing, but now it's like Mass Effect 4, all right, we've got to live up to Mass Effect 1 kind of to start this new story, et cetera, et cetera.
So maybe they're
just kind of like temper that expectation, which I think is a fucking sweet move.
Cool.
Yeah. It seems to be a pretty winning strategy whenever it gets...
Because No Man's Sky kind of blew out of proportion really quickly.
Oh, that's so badly.
I watched
it blow out of proportion. And like, it's still to this day, like, some of my students still talk about it. I still tell them, you know, it's not a multiplayer game.
It's not that.
And they're like, what? What are you talking about?
One of the guys at work today tried to tell me that Sean Murray was out there saying, like, no, it is a multiplayer game in the past. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
It all came from just people. Like, Hello Games hasn't blown all of this out of proportion.
No.
It's just people just turned things into
a point. Hello Games could have got together and said, like, wait, stop. Like, what? No, it's not what you think it is. It's asymmetric multiplayer in that you'll see effects of other people, but you'll never see another player. But what they did was they said, like, it's highly likely that no one will ever see another player in here. It's like, no, it's impossible you'll ever see another player in here.
But how good is the marketing?
What marketing?
Exactly.
That's
the fact that they didn't do anything.
It was that Sony.
Their marketing was them not doing anything.
That marketing was like,
so well.
What if you go from space to the planet and then to space, et cetera, over and over again?
To be fair, how long have you been waiting for a game that does that
Elite does that now.
Yeah, it does it now, but it didn't initially.
In fact, episode 6 of the beta cast were sent the space game. You could do that.
Yep.
There are a few other...
And that got me excited for the space game.
Yep.
There are a few other games that have done that. But yeah, like No Man's Sky seems to be making it accessible.
Yep.
And it's got that like Destiny style menu and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
Last thing I had was like, does anyone care about Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Nope.
I'll shut my mouth.
I don't know. I haven't checked out a Pokemon game in so long. I'm actually considering it with these.
They're going back and because it's in a new region, they're like, what if Pokemon in a different region looked similar but had different stats? or had different types.
What if we press random on the numbers in the spreadsheet at the back end?
Like,
and
what if this Pokemon...
It does sort of feel a bit like that. Like, oh, crazy mega remix Pokemon.
Well, they did change some of the appearances. But what was
this
like...
This one's got a hat.
Yeah.
Well, no, this one, like, they took Executor and made it really long and skinny.
Oh, I saw that.
It's fucking
internet
awesome.
Loves it. The internet is going
it's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
Meme-tacular
And they took away the psychic and gave it dragon type instead. So now it's grass dragon instead of grass psychic.
Okay. Well, it's great, but that's not enough to sell me on a Pokemon game.
Okay, what if Sandshrew and Sandslash were ice type instead of ground type?
That sounds... You know how...
What if Vulpix and Ninetales were ice and ice fairy instead of...
They are, you know, probably how some of the coolest looking ones I've shown, I reckon.
Yeah, like some of that... platformer in,
like,
the
what
90s?
If Meowth was a dark type?
What?
That's happening.
Cool.
That sounds dumb.
And Marowak is now Fire Ghost.
This is like a bad 90s cartoon show.
Fucking cool.
They're just going, this is the Mirror Mirror version of it.
Yeah. It's fucking great. It's like old Gen 1 Pokemon, but we've fucking remixed them. And
I reckon... Do you know what they... Like, it's a really great idea. I reckon it's probably... Yeah. Gonna, like, for the same reason that I'm considering checking it out again,
yeah.
I reckon tons of people are going to, like, be on board with that. As stupid as it sounds...
They ditched gyms. There's no gyms in this one.
Do you know what they should do?
What?
They should... one day in Pokemon Go, just release all those ones and remove the old ones and just watch the world flip out.
Well, no, like, make them region-specific again, like they are in the games. Make it so you can only get a Grass Dragon Executor in Europe or some shit.
That's awesome.
But, like...
They're not going to do it.
I think that it almost solves the problem for a little bit longer of, well, we can't just keep making 100 new Pokemon every year. Mm. Like, at some point, catching them all becomes unmanageable. Some may say it already has.
Yep.
Yeah. I think when they introduced a set of keys as a Pokemon, that's really jumping.
One of
the
ones they announced that leaked out of Korokoro is it's a sand castle.
Sandcastle,
yeah.
Oh god,
yeah.
This one's a chandelier. This one's a castle.
It's a chandelier. Yeah.
I still think the keys is the pinnacle of
the
ridiculous.
Keys is just fucking. What about the like Trubbish and Garbodor, the rubbish bag?
What's it called? Love disc. That one's
it's literally a love heart.
Did you hear what the garbage bag is?
It's a garbage bag.
No, it's
because
actually
it's based on New York.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, New York has a lot of garbage, therefore it's a garbage bag.
Yep.
Never mind, we already had grammar and muck.
God.
But like, it does solve that problem of being like, well, these Pokemon look different in different environments, therefore we haven't really made new Pokemon. It's just Pokemon that weren't there. I don't know. Evolution. Nature versus nurture. And the other thing is you can't get the original version of that Pokemon without trading.
Cool.
And yeah. So that's, I don't know, that's interesting. That was the last bit of news I had.
So what are you doing for the rest of the week?
I actually have to open a new building at work. We got a brand new building.
Yep.
I have to move in like 100 staff.
That sounds awesome.
100 staff.
But like, carry them, lift them one by one?
Just their computers.
Okay.
Really. But yeah,
sounds worse. I'd rather carry them.
I am working all weekend to fucking turn a building over.
Okay.
At work, awesome. Which is fucking terrifying.
Awesome. 19 that sounds
classrooms.
Really fun. Hmm.
Yeah, all weekend. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll collapse on Sunday and play some No Man's Sky for a little bit.
Cool. Deep.
About it.
I want to play more RimWorld.
So do I. We might have to fight over this after
this.
Damn
it. This is no fun.
We'll figure it out.
Can you rename
your
characters?
Buy a second copy. Do it.
Yes. No. Okay. Wait. Yes. I'm not sure. You can at the beginning. Okay. I'm not sure if... There's menus. I'm sure there's a menu
in the menu
in
somewhere. Yeah.
It's deep.
And it's funny because... They've got the name of their heads, but it's not their name. It's all their nicknames.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So it's like Jimmy... like John,
Jimmy
Sanders,
Joey Shabadoo.
It's really weird when they show their full name for once. You're like, who's this person?
Yeah.
Like the whole game just tells you about their. Anything else?
If someone wants to lend me $30, I'll buy it myself. And by lend, I mean give.
I could buy it on my account because I kind of want to play it, and then like you could have my account like shared.
Oh, you can share either account because
you can do
it. Still
to, like,
be able to play my game.
You can do it several times.
Yeah, yeah, you can. Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Oh yeah, cool, awesome. Everyone share your accounts with me
because it's technically you're playing my license, but it's your account and your save files.
Cool.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, let's do that.
Shane,
totes.
I actually have one very minor bit of news this week, I don't know how interesting this is to this particular podcast, because it's not a video game, but...
I'm out.
there was that new escape room opened up in Melbourne Central.
Yes.
Oh,
is this what you sent me the link
about? I sent the link to you, yes.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
Yeah.
We want to go to there.
And it's, from what I was reading, a post that the guy who opened it made today, it sounds like they tried to like come up with, I think you referred to it as like an engine for escape rooms or something, like a way of setting them up so they could like crank them out and like make lots of them.
Okay. Was this the one that has a computer that's gone haywire and you have to, like a DEFCON style computer? I think it is. And it's all
maybe?
Like, it's a lot of computer based.
That one was real life.
Sorry. That was War Games.
That was the Cold War.
War Games is a documentary.
Okay, cool. Tic-tac-toe, got it.
Whopper. Don't mess with Whopper.
I Whopper, yeah.
As for games, I don't know. I really want to play RimWorld and No Man's Sky, but I will probably just focus on something small, like finishing inside.
Yep.
That might actually be achievable, playing something insanely large like RimWorld or No Man's Sky.
We also have... They're both tiny games.
RimWorld's smallish.
We also have Open Day this Sunday.
Finish those in like an hour.
Oh, yeah. Plus, there's Open Day at work this Sunday, so there's...
We have to go in and not talk to teachers and tell them why their kids should be...
Teachers or parents?
Wait, you're going to talk to teachers? But,
well, everyone.
Sorry, parents. Can convince their, why their children should be wasting their money to go and learn video games.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah,
turns out there's lots of money in video games. Which I did read a headline.
There's a lot of money in video games if you're good. There's so much money. It's ridiculous.
On abc.net.au just before we started.
Yep.
Said, like, Australian video games makers are doing well. If only we had some decent fucking internet.
Yeah,
that was
League of Geeks.
League of Geeks said that. Yeah, which is great. Which is imagine having a build that's 3 or 4 gig worth of active files that you have to upload and download to get every morning, and everyone has to do that.
Yeah.
That
not possible.
It's always funny because most people complain, like.
Not currently available in your region.
People who complain about NBN and everything, and I always go to them, well, so what do you want it for? And they're like, it's stuff. And they're like, Facebook. You want to be pirating movies, and everyone. It's so rare that someone actually has a good movies. Excuse.
Oh, yeah. I watched some Forza 3 in 4K tonight. Oh, that game looks glorious. Oh, Forza,
when's that true?
Forza Horizon later this year. I don't.
Cool. You don't care.
I don't care. I'm going to play it.
Sweet.
I kind of want to get it on PC now if I can like get a GTX 1080 and 4K it, downsample it and put it on. Put it to 1080.
Wait, I thought you were just going to go get a 1080. You were talking about this ages ago. Like, we're just ready to go.
Like within reason. I'm not just going to go fucking. I'm not going to go spend $1,000 because that's all that's out there.
But that's what you were saying when they came out. You were like, yeah, I've got $1,000 ready to go. It's just going to fucking drop on this thing. And then you're like, nah.
Maybe I was a bit wary, but like... And they're like, yeah, once I see like
get
800...
Get the 1070. The 1070's fine.
It's
fine.
Never had the like top shit before.
Yeah, and you know what you'll do? You'll get it and you'll be like, oh, yeah, like a month later. Like the Titan is already here.
Fuck the Titan. The Titan's a fucking pipe dream.
But... This is what I'm saying. Like, it's already out of date.
Last time you talked about video cards, I cut like 90% out of the podcast and put elevator music in the background.
All right. So, about those alien movies.
Touché.
What about you, Ash?
I'll be playing some No Man's Sky probably for like an hour and then I'll get bored.
I think that's going to be our next podcast is No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen. I know what that game is now.
We're going to do a Pokemon Go check-in.
It's happening still.
Yeah.
I'm level 21 and it's taken me forever to make the little bar move a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Basically what we discussed last week when we were like on the verge of 21.
Yeah.
It sounds like we both hit 21 and then it's like, you now need, what is it, 750,000 XP for the next 000. Level? It's like,
my girlfriend hit 22.
Oh, it's a grind.
How long does that take?
Huh?
No, that would have taken forever.
She's actually way into it, at work and shit. All her friends at work.
Because 21 to 22 is triple the amount of XP it takes just to get to 21.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And then 22 to 23 is 100,000. So.
Nope.
No.
That's fine.
Uninstall it.
I'm still playing it.
Join the club.
And I still will play it. It's tapering. It's tapering sharply, but I'm still hanging in there.
Hey, Ben, you can just delete it.
What if it just wasn't on your phone anymore and you didn't, you know, you weren't tempted?
No.
Okay.
I am still playing Plants vs. Zombies Heroes. Still the same.
Yeah.
It's got a really, really shitty bug in it. You know how on Android, when someone messages you with Messenger, and it pops up the little window? If you do that during a multiplayer match, it auto-instantly concedes your game. So if someone messages you during a game, you instantly lose.
Right.
I gotta message you all the time.
It's only when I'm playing someone else.
Everybody messages.
Just tell
Ben.
Me when he goes to the toilet, and then he's probably playing, and I just start messaging him.
Fucking annoying. No matter how, like, I thought it was a bug until I realized the actual.
Can you like thing? Set like do not disturb so that shit doesn't come up?
I don't know. It's so annoying, and I don't know why they've done that, but it's instant.
It's probably some sort of overlay. I would bet it's probably some sort of like. Measure against a potential exploit.
That's
and
what
rather
I'm guessing.
Than like do whatever the alternative is, if there is an alternative, they're like, oh shit, there's some possible way that bad things could happen if this
flick this
so we're just like, yep, no, game's over.
Yeah.
No, I want it to be like Hearthstone where you would lose connection to the game for whatever reason and then you go, oh fucking restart game, restart connecting, come on, connecting, all right, I'm back in the game. And I'm dead.
Yep. My turn finished.
Yep.
Seven times. And the other guy has infinite mana.
There's our pizza. So we're going to go. Oh, thank God. You, Dee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Ash.
Thanks.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
This has been a working beta.
Pizza!